Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome back to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Today, I'll be continuing my conversation with parenting expert Mark Gregston. Mark and his wife, Jan, they're the founders of Heartlight Ministries, one of the nation's leading residential counseling centers for teens in crisis. Yesterday, he shared why some teens might rebel and how parents of those teens can find the help they need to get their families back on track. You can go back and listen to part one by visiting oneplace.com and searching for Life, Love, Faith, and Family, or Clinton's. Now let's dive back in and hear more about Heartlight and all that Mark's ministry has to offer families in need.
You, in your work, Mark, Heartlight Ministries, we talked a little bit about that yesterday, but can you just give a quick 30,000-foot flyover of what the ministry is all about?
Yeah. You know, I live with 60 high school kids. They come from all over the country. I've lived with over 3,000 kids over the last 50 years, and it's kids who are struggling, having a tough time. And we started Heartlight, the residential program, 35 years ago with the idea of providing a wonderful place for kids to go when parents are struggling, not knowing what to do and feel like, you know, hope has left the building. And so these kids come and live with us for about 10 months, and we get to help transition their family and get them to a good place.
I had a professor years ago, Mark, his name was Dr. David Miller, and he talked a lot about struggling adolescents. And he said, when kids hit that puberty zone, it's like something goes off.
Yeah.
And a lot of them can go into the crazy zone.
Yeah.
What is it about the teen years? I know developmentally they're asking and answering a lot of questions like, who am I? How do I fit in? And more. There's so much development going on. There's so much happening to their bodies, but in their world around them, and they're trying to make sense. What do you think it is?
Well, I think it's that move from concrete thinking the first 12 years of their life to now abstract thinking that takes them to another place, that they start wondering about other things. And now with kids being so exposed to so much, it causes them to wonder even more, which beckons the need for parents to be more involved at an earlier age in a child's life when they start asking all these questions. But I think it's definitely they just start thinking differently because they're being influenced by other people as well.
heard you say yesterday you get 12,000-15,000 calls a year.
Yeah.
You have enough room for 60 teens in crisis. And so you got a lot of broken families out there searching frantically for help.
Yeah.
You've dedicated basically your life to helping families do repair, to fix that kind of chaos and brokenness. Mark, what do you think really moves the needle? What are you seeing that's working to help families in crisis?
Well, anytime a family's in crisis, it's the identification that something is not right. It's hard for men to say something's not right in my family because they take it as failure. When a dad begins to say, I got to do something different, you know, that is the first step. I mean, it's of that journey of kind of getting your family back. And when they start to say that, it means I'm longing for something. So when you struggle through something, it's a wonderful time because you start looking for something different. I mean, your best thinking has got parents to this point, and it means I've got to change the way I think about how I'm raising my child. And that may be that you're not doing anything wrong at all, but you just don't know what tools to use and you need some new tools.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it can get pretty desperate.
Yeah.
It really can. And then fear starts to grip a lot of families. Mark, a lot of what kids are going through is pretty scary. And when you think about the mind can be a very free, beautiful, creative place, or it can get pretty dark and turbulent.
Yeah, real fast.
Yeah, real fast. And Mark, what do you do with these kids who are losing, if you will, their face? They just don't have any hooks.
You know, I think what that means is a family's got to pour into them. Even that single mom that has to learn to pour into their family differently. Because whatever you're doing, if it's not working, then change up how you're doing it. Yeah. That your child is, you know, and it may be simple things like mom's not learning to talk as much so a child doesn't turn them off.
Yeah.
Because I know that every man knows that any woman in this world possesses more wisdom than all the men in this world put together. And what that means is that you shift the way you engage with your child, maybe remaining quiet rather than talking so much. A dad, instead of trying to fix everything all the time, to pour your life into your child and say, I want to have a relationship more so than fixing you. And you walk away from some of the things that you've done. You may be teaching and teaching and teaching your child, and what they need is to be trained. And that training means I need to look at them differently and prepare them for the world that they're going to be living in. Because a child will walk away from any parents that aren't preparing them to live in that world. And you can either choose to, you know, raise your kids to live in a zoo, or you can prepare them to survive in the jungle. It's kind of your choice. But your child wants to be prepared. And if you're not doing that, they are scared to death that it's not working.
You put together, Mark, a devotional, a Heartlight devotional after your ministry entitled Daily Hope for Families. And Mark, in a lot of ways, this is a tool to help the families that are struggling, not afraid to take on the tough issues, but wrapping it up in a beautiful, easy way for them to, quote, begin to think and maybe have conversation around those issues. Is that the goal?
It really is. You know, I think the greatest challenge that any parent faces is taking the scripture that they embrace and know to be true and applying it to their family and getting their kids to embrace that in some way. I mean, I think there's a very difficult time of moving what they know to helping a child learn differently.
Yeah.
And so what I've done in this book is really take all the scriptures that I know. I was Oklahoma Bible quiz champ in 1969.
I love it.
And so I've always memorized scripture. But then I've always said, let's be very practical in the way that we engage. And so anybody reads anything of mine or listens to me, I'm all into not giving you the philosophy of how it works. I'm for giving you the practical application. These are some things that you can do to engage your child differently, to offer them what they want, to fulfill what your role is as a mom or dad, to make sure that your child is getting what they need and really hearing about life that we know is in Scripture, life that we know that is in a relationship with Christ, life that we know is by having good relationships. That's the purpose of the book.
You know, in the midst of it, you anchor it unashamedly in Scripture. There's something about the power of the written word. When people read the word, it's thus saith the Lord. And then in the midst of it, the challenge to, quote, engage into his presence, to pray together. Barriers begin to fade if we do it in the context of a good relationship.
Yeah.
If we're using it as a weapon, that's going to destroy the very essence of what you hope to accomplish.
Well, if you do it in such a way to condemn a child or tell them all the time what they're doing wrong, you're not speaking to their heart. You're speaking to their behavior. And if you look at Scripture over and over again, I mean, Scripture comes alive with the focus of a struggling teen. And the way that you engage, the way that you move toward them, the way you get them to move from foolishness to wanting wisdom out of life, those are all biblical principles that move you to a deeper relationship. But it also creates the opportunity for them to pursue life in a different means as well, so that they don't remain in this childish thinking. And I think that's what's happened in this culture, is that so many of our kids have remained in this childish thinking because they're not being challenged by normal, healthy relationships that I would hope that every kid would have. But they don't have that. Most kids think they have a lot of friends. They don't have friends. You and I have carried on a deeper conversation than most teens would with their friends. And that's sad. They don't have the depth that is needed to help somebody mature, to help somebody kind of let that iron sharpen iron, to get them to a better place.
You know, years ago, I read a book. I think it was Richard Foster's Yellow Book on Prayer. Mm-hmm. And in it, he was talking about deterrence to a healthy prayer life. And the one that jumped off the page to me was the belief that all has to be right in order to pray.
Yeah.
As I think about families in crisis or broken families trying to get things right, that, Mark, you know where I'm going here.
Yeah.
The belief that all has to be right in order for us to come to God or to have these kind of conversations is a huge deterrent that ought not be there, because authenticity really is what they're looking for. This is what these kids want.
Yeah. They want genuineness and authenticity. But the truth of it is this. I mean, we will never get to that point. There's never going to be that point that everything's going to be perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
And we live under this false identity that it's going to be. Well, it just won't.
Right.
I mean, perfection is something. Now, if you walk around your home quoting Matthew 5:48, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, I think there's going to be some challenges to that about how that's fleshed out within your home. But if a child feels like they have to be perfect, you have to remember they're being compared to everybody else in the world. They see everybody else. They're not happy with the way they look, the way they feel, the position in life, the power they have, the amount of money they have. They feel like they're missing out on everything. You are the one that gets to kind of bring them back to home and help them get to a better
place. That's why we call it parenting. That's why we call it, opportunity to speak life into these moments. You know, one of the things I've also seen is parents don't want to think that their children are struggling.
Yeah.
Or they tend to think that if we don't talk about something, then our kids won't be feeling the impact or effect of it. Or we're not going to put seeds of thought in their life. Your kids are probably wrestling with issues, and they need you to address topics. I know in this devotional, this Daily Hope for Families, you talk about alcohol use, you talk about pornography, you even talk about a divorce and its impact. And if you can do it without putting them on the spot, if you can just begin to have dialogue with them, they're listening, they're attuned.
Yeah,
they want to hear what you have to say. And oh, by the way, they can read you pretty well, whether or not you believe what you say you're believing or not.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the connection.
But having dialogues, that's what's important here.
It is. It's the connection between your lifestyle, whatever you're doing with what you're saying, and they're seeing a combination of those two. You know, I admit to kids will ask me questions, and I go, I don't know the answer to that. I need to think about that. That's something that I haven't thought about. I need to think a little bit more so that I can come to a conclusion, or maybe the next question to ask them to bring them to a different point. The issue is having them reflect on life, to come to a realization of the need for everything we've taught them, rather than me always teaching them more stuff. Our kids have had a lot poured into them. And so what I need to be pouring is wisdom, not just more information, but wisdom.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm your host, Dr. Tim Clinton. I'm having an incredible conversation with our special guest, Mark Gregson. He's the author of 24 books, written hundreds of articles, and he's the host of the nationally acclaimed podcast and radio show, Parenting Today's Teens, with Mark Gregson. Mark and his wife, Jan, have helped thousands of struggling parents and teens over the years. Let's dive back in.
Heartlight Ministries is the name of their organization, a residential facility to help teens work through those tough issues and to help put families back together again. Got a devotional out right now, brand new, Daily Hope for Families, hoping that it'll be a, no, this is a tool to help families that are battling through that kind of brokenness and to create conversation, meaningful conversation, to reengage and to love on each other.
Yeah, it's a daily reminder to take the scripture that you know to be true, along with some practical helps about how to engage your child. And the point of it isn't just to pour scripture into their life, it's to pour scripture into their life so you deepen the relationship with them and give them a taste of what it's like to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. It all kind of fits into place. The more that we learn about love, about loving one another, the more we learn about loving God, the deeper the relationships go. So they not only hear about the Word of God, they get to experience the Word of God in their life in such a way that it can be transforming.
Mark, I want to go back to conflict for a moment. Families that are in trouble tend to escalate quickly.
Yeah.
In other words, they know how to push each other's buttons and how to take each other, if you will, to the ozone fast.
Yeah.
And at that point, there is no communication. Everything's shut down, and this is in total disarray or chaos.
Right.
And people just kind of go off into their own rooms, literally or figuratively, and they shut down.
Yep.
And they just, quote, go on, only to escalate again and again. And somewhere the wheels start coming off the bus.
Yeah.
Mark, that's the stuff that you have to, quote, get into to help shut that down in order to create an opportunity to make something happen. Can you just give some practical tips on what families can do if they're in that situation?
Yeah, you know, and the tendency that most people have is, well, I'm just going to let it go. An unresolved conflict at an earlier age is going to postpone itself to a later time where it's going to affect more people and cause more damage. I mean, you have the opportunity as a parent to say, let's deal with this now. And it may be saying to a child, we're going to deal with this now because I can't let it go on because it's not helping you. It's not loving you. It's not caring for you the way that I need to be caring for you. Yeah, but Dad and Mom, you did this and you did this. The first place to go is say, you know, that is, we haven't done it all right. We haven't done it the right way. Matter of fact, we've missed your heart. Matter of fact, you know, I just don't think I've been that good of a dad. I don't think I've been that good of a mom. Now, and it's just saying that you position yourself to say, but I want to have a better relationship because I know at the core, your child wants to have that better relationship. So it's going to them. So if you have a child that's spinning out of control and their grades are failing and everything's gone dark, they're isolating from you, they're loving the things they used to hate and they're hating the things they used to love, then you're beginning to see a change in your child where they're not talking to you. They go upstairs one person and they come down the next morning somebody completely different. That's when you've got to say, we've got to intervene. We've got to do something different. And it may be that it's either coming to a family and crisis conference. It may be saying, we need to get some new tools to put in our parenting toolbox. But you have to do something because if not, this will continue on when they go off to college or get in the military or get a job or get married, and you begin to see the impact of you not taking care of things early, now changing the destiny of your family in the days ahead.
Mark, for the mom or dad in the car right now listening, and they're thinking, trying to figure out where we're at as a family. What are the red flags? When do we know, hey, this is the time to move?
Yeah.
What kind of a situation is that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if a kid's, you know, kind of to themselves and rolling their eyes at you, that's not the reason to send them off. This is when a kid can't stop a drug addiction, when they've had trauma in their life that is far beyond, when they are withdrawing, when you see the life in them starting to die out. Yeah, the light's just, and there's probably no better way to say that. It is gone. The happiness is gone. Their lust for life has changed. They may be cutting, they may be depressed, they may be overly anxious that they can't even function. They're flunking out of school.
You're scared to death?
Everything.
What's happening?
Yeah, everything is just going downhill. That's when somebody would get a hold of us.
Mark, we're fighting time here, but I wanted to maybe close out this way. Hope. Mark, you have a verse around hope that you press into that really represents what you do.
Yeah, I do. It's Ephesians 1:18. It says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be filled with light, so you may know the hope to which he has called you. And it speaks to all of it. It speaks that this is about your heart. It's about the light of a relationship with Christ. Those two things, even if you can't see it, has an amazing way of bringing hope to the situation. We're going to get on the other side of this. This chapter is going to be closed one day. Your child's going to grow through this. Yeah. Take advantage.
And when you know hope, K-N-O-W, you have everything.
That's right.
If people want to learn more about the ministry and maybe how to get a copy of this new devotional, Daily Hope for Families, really a devotional for families in crisis, yeah. Families dealing with tough issues. Hey, preventative tool too. Get the conversation going now before the wheels come off the bus. Mark, where do they go?
Yeah. Then go to Heartlight Ministries to find out about a Heartlight. But to find this, go to where our radio program is, parentingtodaysteens.org. I mean, that has resources. It talks about our podcast. It'll tell you how you can listen to radio. There's so many resources there. You won't be able to go through all of them. It's parentingtodaysteens.org.
Mark, thank you for joining me over the last 2 days. I think our audience is going to be blessed by all the knowledge and wisdom you shared. I know they are. And to all you listening, make sure you head over to parentingtodaysteens.org. That's parentingtodaysteens.org. There, you can find hundreds of blog articles, radio shows, and books on a wide variety of topics to help you or your family make it through to the other side. On behalf of my son and co-host Dr. Zach Clinton, thanks for joining us today. Look forward to being with you next time, right here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AECC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help? Maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.